Welcome back to another week's edition of Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920 The Answer. I'm Cleve Gaddis. In this first segment of the show, we've got the Metro Atlanta Residential Real Estate Update for the month of January. In our Something You Should Know About Atlanta segment, we're featuring the Cabbage Town Street Art Tour. And we're going to discuss something that the U.S. government is proposing, a new rule for real estate professionals to report potential money laundering. Do you think you could recognize money laundering? I'm not sure that I could. You have to forgive me this week, by the way. I have a little bit of a cold, but I wanted to make sure I did the radio show nonetheless. So if I go away every once in a while or you hear me cough just a little bit, I ask for your patience and your indulgence. My name is Cleve Gaddis. You're listening to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio, where we help listeners go from real estate novice to expert, so home selling and buying can be done with total confidence and without all the worry that is so typical with life's biggest investments. Long story short, we don't want you to learn anything at closing or after closing that you should have learned before. When you're making a decision on selling a home, buying a home, these are some of the biggest financial decisions you'll make in your lives. And I see people time after time after time after time make decisions that they regret. And the reason they do it is because they didn't have enough information on which to make the right decisions. I read that from late 2020 through 2022, that 73% of the buyers who bought a home in the United States are unhappy with their purchase. Now, I understand it because there was multiple offer situations, prices were going crazy, people had to make decisions without being able to do inspections, without being able to see properties and all kinds of stuff, but I don't want you to be in a position where you have to make a decision when you don't have adequate information. We want to connect, and it is easy. GoGaddisRadio.com is the place you can visit. It's GoGaddisRadio.com. You can ask questions that we answer on air or off air. You can make comments or push back or challenge things that we say. We've got a guest coming up later in the show who didn't like the fact that I said I wouldn't live near the Atlanta airport because they live in College Park and they love it, and you're going to hear them in the next segment. You can also share ideas with us. You can request your neighborhood be featured in our neighborhood spotlight. And you can subscribe to our podcast if that makes sense for you to do. Let's take a look first at the January 2024 residential real estate update for Metro Atlanta. We had 4,592 single-family detached closings. That's not your condos and townhomes, which is up 5.2%. over the prior year. 2,950 pending sales, which is down 11.5%, so a little slower start this year than last year. 2,281 closings for the month, which is up 4.2% over last year. Days on the market for 2023 were 45, for 2024, 40. So it took, on average, 40 days to sell every single-family detached home in Metro Atlanta are all the ones that sold. The average sales price, single-family detached, $504,562, which is a jump of 8.3% over the prior year. For those who think real estate prices cannot continue to move in the right direction, my guess is that this year is going to prove to you otherwise. Let's take a look at the residential attached units. 1,592 closings for the month. That's up 11.3% over January last year. Pending sales, 963 for the month, which is down 7.7%. Closed sales, 662, which is down 5.4%. Put it in perspective, the market was down just a little under 17% last year in terms of units. And the sales prices, the average sales prices for single family detached were up 2.7%. For single-family attached, they were up closer to 5%. Days on the market, 45 this January for the condos and the townhomes compared to 39. That's a 15.4% increase. Average sales price, $404,828, which is up 11.2% compared to last year. List price to ask price in January 2024 for single-family attached units, 96.3%. For the single family, 98.3%. Cleve needs to get some new glasses. And percent of list price to original list price, or sales price to original list price of the single family detached, 98.2%. 8%. We've got 2.2 months worth of supply of single family detached homes, which is a total inventory of 7,728. That's how many homes available for sale. This time last year, we were at 8,000 single condos and townhomes, 2,694 units for sale, which is 16.2% ahead of where we were this time last year. Months of inventory, 2.6 months worth of inventory. So the market is definitely still moving in the right direction. Interest rates are a bit high, and it is causing some people to stay out of the market. And I understand that. Now, I'm not saying that I support it, meaning I think if you want to buy a house, it makes sense to go ahead and buy a house now, even if the interest rates are higher, because you can lock your home in at the current price, at the current interest rate, and as interest rates drop, you can refinance your home. In our Here's Something You Should Know About Metro Atlanta, we're featuring Cabbage Town Street Art Tour. One item on the list of things to do in Atlanta is to check out its street art. Atlanta, Georgia has a vibrant street art scene, and it's so much fun to immerse yourself in it. One in particular is the Cabbage Town Street Art Tour. On this fun and exciting 2.5-hour walking tour, sounds fun already, you'll experience how Atlanta's street art carries out the mission of the city's historic changemakers. You can explore some of the city's most famous murals, graffiti, and installations on a guided walking tour of Cabbage Town, Krog Street Tunnel, and the Atlanta Beltline. A knowledgeable, engaging tour guide will take you through these iconic neighborhoods to view stunning and impactful art, to hear stories behind the art and the artist, to share the history of behind how street art has shaped local Atlanta communities, and to help you get those perfect grammable shots, Instagrammable shots. Plus, you'll become an art critic and artist yourself as you design your own street art during an art salon-style happy hour. The highlights include a guided history and street art tour of the Cabbage Town neighborhood, seeing famous murals created for the Forward Warrior Festival, hearing fascinating stories of prominent Atlanta street artists, exploring how street art can change the world, a donation to the Cabbage Town Neighborhood Improvement Association to help local art continue to thrive would be great, a guide-led hands-on street art design activity, and exclusive access to a resource page with information about Atlanta artists and street art history and culture. It'll be a knowledgeable and entertaining local guide taking you on the guide. Please note that there is a 1.5-mile outdoor walk with lots of standing. So if you have any physical limitations or difficulty walking, you probably might want to hold off. The website to schedule your tour and pricing is unexpectedatlanta.com. Unexpectedatlanta.com, and type in Cabbage Town Street Art. Next up on the agenda, the feds have proposed a new rule for real estate professionals to report any potential money laundering activities. The U.S. Department of Treasury has issued a report that recommends a new rule that would require real estate professionals to identify potential money laundering schemes in the residential real estate markets. I don't know that I've ever even seen something that I would think was money laundering. The National Money Laundering Risk Assessment Report, put forth by the Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, seeks to have real estate professionals flag suspicious activity connected to all-cash residential home purchases, other stakeholders in the real estate process, including title insurance companies. Closing attorneys here in Georgia would also be required to report questionable all-cash transactions. Previously, such reporting was limited to financial services companies. Because of the key role real estate professionals play in closings and settlements, this is a critical vulnerability, and real estate professionals have been found to act as both witting and unwitting participants in money laundering schemes. I hope I've never been a participant, whether I knew it or not. Offenses for money laundering through real estate continue to involve domestic and international activity, including narcotics trafficking, corruption, human trafficking, which is disgusting to me, fraud, and sanctions evasion. All of the crimes are disgusting to me. Human trafficking is the most disgusting. Whether it's terrorism, drug trafficking, Russian aggression, or corruption, illicit finance is the common thread across our nation's biggest national security threats. If you are a real estate agent or a mortgage lender, maybe a closing attorney listening to the show, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Does this mean we need to be investigators? When was the last time a buyer brought a bag of cash to a closing. I've never seen it happen. I've been in the real estate business a long, long time. Don't forget, if you purchased your home in 2023, you need to file for homestead exemption before April the 1st of 2024. Save you about 10% plus or minus on your taxes. Go to moderntraditionsrealty.com/homestead-exemption. Also, if you're thinking of selling your home anytime in the next 6 months, we believe we can sell your home for $28,000 more than your neighbor sold his or her home for. If you find out more information, go to gogaddisradio.com, click on $28,000 more, put in a little information, and we'll reach back out to you, set an appointment for me to meet with you personally so that I can explain to you the two things that we do that I believe are the key to putting $28,000 more in your pocket. I'm not saying that everyone who's going to sell a home in the next 6 months or a year needs to want to put an extra $28,000 in their pocket. But if you do, then you definitely want to go to gogaddisradio.com, click on $28,000 more, or you want to call 770-497-0000. This segment of the show is brought to you by John Birchfield in Capital City Home Loan. John makes it his mission to guide each home buyer step-by-step through the entire loan process so buyers can be educated and confident in the mortgage options available. He wants you to be able to make the best decisions along the way. He can be reached by calling 678-226-7887. 678-226-7887. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have a very special guest from College Park who didn't approve of a segment on a show 3 or 4 weeks ago where I said I wouldn't live near the airport. He lives near the airport, and he loves it. Stick with us. We've got that and more. We'll be back.